Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Jacob Rudner, Baseball America. Getting him back on the podcast was essential with all the news happening around college baseball at Mississippi State over these past few weeks. Let's start with the present and what's happening this weekend. Suddenly a very big series in here in the Magnolia State. And when State and Ole Miss tangle, obviously it's a big series anyway. But now there's real stakes involved. And this is the sort of the topic of today's pod. State needs wins to get in to this NCAA tournament. Your latest bracketology had State as the 3 seed in the Tallahassee sub-regional, matched up with Troy, obviously Florida State, and then Bethune-Cookman as the 4 seed. Ole Miss needs wins if they want to get back into the hosting discussion. They need to win their next 2 series with Mississippi State and Auburn. Just from that standpoint, who does this series mean more to this weekend?
You got to go with Mississippi State. I mean, we're talking about in versus out as opposed to host versus not. I think if you're one of these two teams, you'd much rather be in Ole Miss's shoes. That being said, not a small weekend for Ole Miss. I don't want to make it sound like I'm dismissing that either. I think that this is a really important opportunity for them to kind of reestablish some stability. We've seemingly kind of lost that in the last couple weeks with Ole Miss. But surely for Mississippi State, this is a statement opportunity. I mean, you part ways with your head coach partway through the season. You're working with an assistant coach, an interim head coach now. And for the players, it's an opportunity to show something and kind of come together here and have a solid moment. And this is a big weekend, going towards that.
When you watched Mississippi State last weekend, did they look any different to you just from a baseball standpoint? Obviously, I think the attitude was a little different. Maybe some of the weight was off their shoulders because now they know they don't have to try to save their coach's job. I don't know if that's the case or not. But just from a baseball standpoint, they look like they played better baseball to me last weekend than we've been seeing from them.
Yeah, I think that they played better baseball, but it goes back to what you were just saying, which is that there may have been a different mentality with the weekend. I think that there is a level of energy and electricity that's generated by a coach being fired. I think that the players feel, a certain type of way about that because it's hard not to feel like you're the one playing the game and the coach got fired for wins and losses at the end of the day. And that's hard, I can imagine, especially for somebody who's in college. And so I do think that this is kind of a byproduct of stepping up and coming together and trying to close out the season strong. And the byproduct of that, is better baseball. But at the root, I think it starts upstairs right now.
I don't think, short of winning the national title, that Justin Parker will be the next head coach at Mississippi State. If he wins the national title, I think they'll probably just let him stay on. But is he using these next few weeks? Can this be an audition for him if he decides not to remain at Mississippi State or State's new coach doesn't want to keep him on staff, that he could be a head coach next season somewhere?
I think in a way it is. To be a head coach next season somewhere, possibly. To be a high-profile assistant somewhere, if that's not Mississippi State, surely. I think that the job he's already done is impressive, and it hasn't even been that long. Like, we're already seeing them win. We're talking about how they've looked better, and there's a little bit of a different bounce to the team. All of those are positive signs, for him and for his career. And so I do think that this is a launching pad opportunity. Short of a College World Series, as you said, this is not his job. This is going to go to a big fish, in a big market. But the reality is, yes, if you win games on a big stage like he would be doing, it counts for you in a positive way for your career.
Let's get into this coaching search. And we had our first public denial today, which, for me, I always look at that and go, well, that must be the next coach. Because I go to Nick Saban saying I'm not going to be the head coach of the Dolphins. My podcast partner, Robbie Falk, said, well, think about Jim Schlossnagel and how adamant he was going to Texas. So I guess we'll just go ahead and start writing our Wes Johnson articles. Wes Johnson to Mississippi State is a very intriguing hire. That, to me, makes the biggest statement about what Mississippi State is willing to commit going forward to baseball. Do you agree with that?
I think that that is within the realm of truth. I would tell you that I think that Wes Johnson is one of the best candidates that you could get. I mean, I love the way that he has built that program. He's taken an analytical approach that we don't really see a whole lot of in college baseball. It's a very professional style of roster construction that was learned through his years as pitching coach with the Twins. I think that that's been super valuable for them. I do believe that the speed with which he's built Georgia is real. I think that he could go over to Mississippi State and do a similar job with their resources and how much that school wants to invest in the program. At the same time, he's an extremely expensive hire. So yeah. I don't know that he's the most realistic candidate. It would he be a huge splash, of course, for both of those reasons. And that's kind of my point. I also don't know that he's the most realistic, is the kind of the thing that I'm trying to couch this with. Like, yes, it would
Yeah,
be
I agree.
one of the best hires that they could make, but I don't know that it's the hire that they're going to make because there are other good options out there that seem to kind of fit within the budget a little bit better.
So if you were to throw the name, you want a big name, you want what seems to be realistic, seems to be mutual interest, and financially there's not a massive buyout in a way. Brian O'Connor seems to fit all three of those bills. That's a name that, goodness, when it first was popped up and you find out, hey, there's actually some mutual interest between these two parties, I was kind of surprised. And it gave me, you know, that's a great name for Mississippi State. How realistic is the Brian O'Connor option here for the Bulldogs?
I would tell you it's very realistic. And I want to make clear, though, that's not me saying that I think he's the front runner. That's not me
Right.
saying that they've had conversations. That this is merely me saying I think that he would make a lot of sense for
We had a
Mississippi
long
State.
discussion about what mutual interest means on Sports Talk
Yeah.
Mississippi. Doesn't mean anything. It just means there's mutual interest.
Great. So this is perfect after that conversation. I think that the important thing for people to understand here is that this is me saying that the fit in terms of the coach that Mississippi State would be effectively buying would make a lot of sense for them if they were able to get their hands on Brian O'Connor. I think that you can say the same thing about Tom Walter at Wake Forest. I think that that's a guy who has, over a course of years now, somewhat demonstrated an interest in maybe exploring his options elsewhere, getting to a point where he can be at a program that really wants to invest. And like we just said, Mississippi State is a program that absolutely wants to invest in its baseball. I could see Tom Walter having a very similar line of thought to exactly what we're talking about with Brian O'Connor, a very reputable coach, somebody who's been somewhere for a very long time. And is it time for a change of scenery? Could that help them if they were to get their hands on a larger sum of resources for their baseball program? I think both of those coaches are wondering that. And I think both of them would do a really good job if they had more resources.
I asked, we'll just say another college baseball writer this question because his answer intrigued me. I want to hear if yours is similar. The question was, when State hired Lemonis wasn't on anybody's initial hot board. Nobody was looking at Chris Lemonis until he was the guy. Is there a guy like that in this search? His answer was, it won't get to that for Mississippi State.
I don't think it will get to that necessarily. I would add, though, that there is still an element of who becomes interested. How much money do you really want to spend? What, like, you don't know what you're going to be able to get until those financial conversations occur and you are able to establish a market. I would imagine that Mississippi State's already done that. But is there a candidate that falls in the lower end, let's call it, of the financial bracket that I think Mississippi State could realistically spend? We're talking, 900,000 to 1 million, 1.1 a year for a coach. I would tell you that Dan Fitzgerald at Kansas makes a lot of sense. He's winning a lot of games. He's kind of that up-and-comer, popular name type coach, or at least that's what it's shaping up to be. I view them as a tournament team. They haven't done that since 2014. Very quick turnaround at a place that doesn't win a lot of baseball games. Do I think he's a candidate right now? No, I wouldn't go that far. And I do agree with the sentiment that, this is a bigger fish job. But if I had to say one person who made a lot of sense from that either mid-major or smaller high major type program, I think Fitzgerald with SEC experience makes a lot of sense.
If State ends up going the assistant route, if they decide let's go after a high ceiling assistant, does Josh Elander or Will Coggin make more sense to you?
I'm going to be really honest with you here. I actually think neither of them makes sense. I don't think that Mississippi State is hiring an assistant. I think that that is one important note here. Could it come down to that? Like, I mean, we just talked about Dan Fitzgerald. Yeah, it could come down to that. Could it come down to either of those two guys you just mentioned? Nolan Cain's another guy who I think of when I think of big time assistants that could get big time jobs. Sure. Could it get there? Sure. I wouldn't predict it. I think that the conversation with Mississippi State needs to be around the big name coaches, and if not the big name coaches, your up and comer, fast riser, younger Division I head coaches right now.
Very interesting to see the amount of what appears to be big name interest in this job. And I know this is a good job. Let me ask you this. We'll finish up with this. Where do you rank Mississippi State as a job? What if I say it's a top blank program, what's the number?
I would tell you that it's a top 10 job in the country right now, based on the most important factors, which are, community investment in the program and how much people care. And at the end of the day, truthfully, how much that turns into resources. I think the school's plan moving forward in terms of how it plans to potentially handle the house settlement and what allocation of funds baseball could be looking at, how much teams are investing in coaches for baseball and assistant coaching staffs. I think Mississippi State checks a lot of those boxes in a reasonably prominent way at a minimum. And all of those things combined, plus being in the premier conference, you know, yeah, it's a top 10 job. And I think that they will make a hire that reflects the status of that job.
The good news for you is, as a content creator, you got another 2-3 weeks of all this stuff, because nothing's going to happen until after these regionals get done. We shall see. Jacob, appreciate your time as always. Jacob Rudner, Baseball America. Always glad to have you on Thunder and Lightning.
Thanks for having me.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.